This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to Lady Link here with Basha and Tiana, Joy 94.9. Now, of course, we started you off with Lady Gaga because...
Oh, I don't know, because someone went to her concert yesterday.
Oh, Basha, was it fun?
Yeah, we'll talk about that later.
We will.
Let's talk about what's on tonight's show.
I am very excited about tonight's show, Basha.
Yes, because apart from highlights of Gaga, we're going to be talking about what exactly?
We're going to be talking about cheating.
Cheating.
Yeah,
oh, that's a
cheating,
lovely topic.
Cheating, cheating.
That doesn't happen
the
in any community
dirty,
at all.
Dark, seedy side yes. of relationships.
Yes, we're going to look at 21 ways to find if your partner's cheating on you.
We've also got a effing Dykes blog coming up. We're going to be looking at some of the shows where cheating could be, glorified in some ways.
Oh, my God.
It does. It does get yes. glorified out there. Look, it's a big thing, okay? So we are going to be talking about cheating, and we want to know who's the cheater and who's the cheated. So if you want to send us a text and let us know, you can do so on 0427JOY949. You can even email us tonight in the studio at onair@joy.org.au. Now, of course, I'm happy to hear all of the dirty gossip about all of your cheating escapades or whether you've been cheated on. So, you know, feel free to
I'm
open
sure
up,
you are.
Communicate with us.
Yeah.
We love the communication.
Yes, let us know. Let us share.
Let us share.
And if you've been to Gaga, let us know as well. Because I went yesterday.
How was it?
Oh, my God. It was so good.
Oh, my gosh. Maybe.
Oh, my God. It was just so good. Only some of the stuff that she did, like she came out on a horse.
You're kidding.
Only Gaga would do that. I just sat there and laughed because I thought, that's so Gaga.
We can't, I'm worried about the spoiler alert here because I don't want to
spoil it. No, I won't give things away. It was a very good concert. She's a very good show woman.
I have heard that.
Yes. The show was very entertaining. She had that bass going through that stadium. The chairs were moving. It was just so good. It was like, yes. And she had the crowd up and dancing. And she had everybody up and dancing. And she had full-on fans dressed in Gaga-esque outfits in the audiences. And I'm thinking, honey, do you not know that it's cold?
But I heard that there were some people that were lining up.
All night,
and then all day, just because they wanted to get into this little, you know, monster mash pit that she had going on.
And she acknowledges them because they've been following her around the country.
Dedication.
I know.
Fan dedication.
It is fan dedication. But the best thing was when I was seeing all these women dressed up in their Gaga outfits, my friend and I were standing there looking at them and I was like, are they drag queens or are they women? And she's like, no, I think they're women. And I'm like, oh, my God, I've been out too much in the gay clubs. I see these women and think they're drag queens.
Oh, that's terrible.
I know, but they had the big makeup on, the big hair.
But that's just a little monster doing their little monster thing.
I know, but they didn't have an Adam's apple. And I'm like, okay, so that is a female.
Terrible.
Wonder if these women actually knew that we thought that.
Look, I know that I've done my good deed for the day because on my way home from work, I came across some lost little monsters that were running around the city looking for Rod Laver Arena. You'd think you'd prepare, wouldn't you?
You'd think so. But they spent so much time doing their outfit.
Yeah.
That they didn't know.
I just thought it was great because one of them was running around in her high heels and she'd gotten to the point where there was too much running going on. She'd taken off the heels and she was, strutting down Flinders Lane with her bare feet and her pretty pink dress. I love it.
No, it was great. No, it was a good concert. And someone's messaging in that they thought it was awesome. So there you go.
Ah, oh,
see?
Love it. Look, if you do want to send us a text in the studio tonight, you can do so on 0427JOY949. You can even send us an email on onair@joy.org.au. I can hear you laughing at me, Basha.
I know, because you've sent us an email.
Well, either or. I'm happy.
Yeah.
Communication is great.
We love it. Share.
You are with Basha and Tian. This is our show, Leylink, on Joy, and we are very happy to be here. Oh, welcome back to Leylink here with Basha and Tiana, Joy 94.9. As I was saying, we are so happy to be here.
We are. And tonight we're talking about Gaga.
We're talking about Gaga.
And cheating.
And cheating.
Not
cheating.
That both have anything cheating. To do with
no.
each other, but just...
No. Although, no.
No.
So, cheating... you know, if you're the cheater or the cheated, we want to know.
Yeah.
We're very keen on it. We love our communication on this show.
So you're just nosy.
I am nosy. Okay, I admit it. Look, you can send us a text if you're okay with me being nosy on 0427JOY949. You can even email it onair@joy.org.au. Now, we even have a Facebook page, don't we, Basha?
We do.
So if you head over to Joy,
yes,
you can look up our program.
Yes, you can, and link to our Facebook
page. Link to
page.
Our Facebook page.
You can.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we have a message here from Jess and Kerry.
Hi, Jess and Kerry.
They went to the concert and they thought it was amazing. And they're asking, can anyone explain Lady Starlight? No, I can't either.
What oh, she is was Lady Starlight?
She was the act before Gaga.
Oh, okay.
It was very unusual.
Very unusual.
Yeah, I stood there and couldn't figure it out.
Okay.
And I'm just wondering if in your concert they were playing like the theme music for cartoons or something, because it was just weird. They were playing the weirdest music. What are you trying to do to us? Play some decent music.
Oh, well, a bit of something different.
And I was wondering if Disney on Ice was on tour before and they'd accidentally left a CD and they'd put that one in.
I think that actually is on tour.
Yeah, and they probably left the CD in there and they just thought, oh, let's just play this.
All right, look, enough of Gaga.
You can never have enough of Gaga.
I'm kidding. We'll come back to Gaga. We'd love to hear about Gaga.
Yeah, I don't want to give it away, but it was just good. It was so good.
Your Gaga obsession. You're your own little monster.
I am. Did you not know that?
All right, look, cheating is something that is rife throughout both gay and straight communities.
Really?
All over
the world.
This is not an issue which has not been tackled before. It has been tackled before by many people, I'm sure. But this is our show.
And we're going to tackle it
and
from our angles.
Tackle it from our... really? Sounding a bit dodgy.
I know.
I'm worried. Okay, now I have here in front of me a blog, and this is sort of what spurned the idea of the topic of talking about cheating, because I saw it on here and I also noticed that there are a lot of people throughout my community that they cheat. And, you know, it's for a whole slew of different reasons. Mm. People cheat because they're unhappy, they're bored, they're angry, they're sad, they need something new, they're frustrated, their life just isn't fulfilling in some way. Sometimes they just cheat because they're a dirty mole and they want to.
Yes.
Just laying that out there.
Okay.
I haven't been.
I love that you just look at me like that.
I haven't
that.
Been scarred, don't worry.
No, you don't look scarred at all.
Now, look, it is very important. This is a blog post. We're going to be reading certain sections of it, and it is from Effing Dykes, which is a blog that's written by Krista Burton. Now, we've had it on our show before. We've been talking about blogs from Krista Burton. She's a very talented lady.
She is.
I love everything she writes.
Yes, she gets to the issues.
She does get to the issues, and right now she's getting to the cheating issue.
Mm.
So this blog is really actually quite interesting, but what she's saying is that she's noticed that a lot of her friends have been breaking up. Okay, so this is what she goes on to say. And what do I mean when I say cheating? Because this is where the hotbed of discussion comes into play. Here's a very summed up version of the sitch.
Okay.
Right? Situation. I think that's like Chicago speak. Anyway, two long-standing lesbian couples, everyone's friends with each other. Two of the girlfriends start sneaking around with each other. The queer girls who are accused of cheating with each other maintain that they did not, in fact, cheat. Their girlfriends felt otherwise. And she's written here as a side note that they know that she's writing about this, obviously, because they asked to, you know, get the community's opinion. The girls accused of cheating seem to be skirting the issue of cheating with technicalities, saying things like, well, we never actually effed each other. You know, the way some of us Mormon kids continue to claim we are virgins because oral and intense finger banging didn't count. And she's saying, so why is this any of my business? It's not. What's it to me? Who cares if some friends of mine are cheating on each other? And then she says that the reason that it's some of her business is because she was the secret keeper and she knew that these two girls were sneaking around with each other. So I don't know if you've ever been in a situation where you've known that two people are sneaking around.
Did you? No.
You've never been in that situation?
No.
No? I have. And it's very interesting because you kind of feel like you have a certain level of power. It's very empowering being the secret keeper. But at the same time, if you're a good friend like I am, you don't say a word. Because, you know.
But you're friends with both people?
Friends with both people, but also friends with both people who have cheated.
Okay, because I was in the situation where my best friend was the secret keeper. And she was friends with me and my girlfriend. And she knew that my girlfriend was cheating on me.
Ooh, ouch.
And she wouldn't tell me. Eventually, she did tell me.
Well, she did tell you in the end. But did you already know that she knew?
I didn't know that she... I had suspected.
See, that's where the difference is.
I had suspected that my girlfriend was cheating on me. Because she was giving signs, but my friend was a bit funny around me and I couldn't understand why. And then one day we were going out and then she decided to tell me. She said, I can't keep this from you anymore. And she told me, but she said to me that I had to, keep it a secret and not tell my girlfriend that I knew this.
See, I suppose this is the next thing that Krista Burton goes into in her blog, is she's saying, when you know your friend is cheating on someone who is also your friend, do you tell? And she goes to ask a couple of questions. She's, is that your role? Or is your role to listen without judgment and wait for the problems that aren't your problems to resolve themselves? So she's saying that she chose that option to just let it happen and, not deal with the situation. But she's now spending a lot of time on couches with friends, shaking their head at her and saying that she can't believe that,
she didn't do anything.
She didn't do anything.
Well, yet. A friend of mine said an interesting thing today. She said that what her friend had done was she'd found that there was cheating happening, and the girl walked up to the partner and said, I'm aware of your cheating. Are you going to tell her or am I?
Oh, that's harsh.
It's harsh, but she was friends with this girl and she said, no, I can't have this, and she's going to draw a line and say this, and then it was just up to them.
Oh, my gosh. I suppose there's a lot of questions around cheating, and I suppose in the lesbian community itself, it's like, what is cheating? What is classed as cheating? And, what do other people think is classed as cheating? So, you might think that you're not cheating because you're having an emotional relationship with someone, which lesbians are so typical for, mass generalization, but they are so typical for it. But, does your partner think that's cheating, or does your partner go, nah, it doesn't really count for me? All you're doing is talking.
I don't know.
And then that comes around that whole big thing of what do lesbians define as sexual relations, because that's just a great kettle of fish to get into.
Oh, we don't even want to go there, because how many times do you have to explain what lesbian sex is to people? It's, buy a book.
Oh, I don't know. Anyway, Chris is talking, does cheating just mean screwing? How do you define screwing? She says, remember when we were all so confused about that way back in 2009? Is it kissing someone out, making out in a club when you're in line for the bathroom? Who does that? Nobody I know. Is cheating like admitting to someone that you like them? Is cheating to G-chat with your admitted crush, so Google chat? What about texting? What about snuggling? What about platonic dinner dates where there's an undercurrent of sexual tension? What about deep drunken late night conversations up on someone's roof when there's nothing going on but really deep emotions and feelings? Anyway, so she's trying to define it. What is cheating? So I want to know what you guys think is cheating, and then we can move forward in our little discussion. We are enjoying all the communication that we've been getting so far.
We have a nice message here. My partner and I are in an open relationship, and we both agree that it's kind of hard to cheat in an open relationship. And that's very true. And they've written here, I love Dave from Trav. Well, there you go. Dave and Trav, thank you. We're glad you're in an open relationship and you're happy.
I love open relationships. I think they're fantastic. I'm not personally in one. I have been in them before, but I think that they are a great way of avoiding cheating. But you still can get hurt in an open relationship.
Yes.
If your partner, who is, you otherwise thought was committed to you, then decides to go and make that exact same commitment to someone else. So I think you've got to be very careful. There's so much trust and support and understanding and communication that's involved in an open relationship. These people that have texted in, good on them.
Well, here we go. Kevin from Richmond is saying, I've heard cheating described as an open relationship where one of the partners isn't aware that it's open.
Oh,
there you go.
Right, okay.
Frankly, it's an abuse of trust regardless of the justification.
Exactly.
I like that.
Good on you.
Well done, Kevin.
Oh, I love it. All right. Look, Basha, I am so keen to get back to this topic.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think cheating is, guys? Let us know. 0427JOY949. You can even email at onair@joy.org.au. You're with Basha and Tian. This is our show, Lay Link on Joy. Very, very happy to be here. Welcome back to Lay Link. You're with Basha and Tian on Joy 94.9. We have been talking all about cheating and absolutely loving the communication that's been coming in from you guys tonight. You can also join the conversation on 0427JOY949 if you want to send us a text. You can also email at onair@joy.org.au. Now, of course, Basha, we've just been covering the Effing Dykes blog from Krista Burton.
We have.
As I was saying at the start of the show, cheating, it's not just a lesbian thing. It's a gay guy thing. It's a transgender thing.
It's everyone.
It's human, okay? Everybody has come across cheating in their life, whether it be they've been the cheater or whether they've been cheated on.
Yes, very true.
So we are very keen to hear where you guys have fallen in this spectrum and if maybe you'd like to have a last-ditch effort of justifying yourself on the radio.
Yeah, go for it.
Go for it.
We'd like to listen.
You can, as I said, send us a text on 0427JOY949. Now, Basha, we've got a little list here.
We do. Is your partner cheating? 21 ways to tell.
Now, I'm gonna start off by saying that, okay, not all of these are relevant. All of these are sane things to do. Not all of these are things I would do on a regular basis.
Most of these things I actually wouldn't do. They're actually quite... Some of them are quite... Glenn Close in Psycho. No, not in Psycho. What was it? Fatal Attraction?
Oh, God.
You know, they're a bit weird.
But you know what? A lot of them as well are relevant.
Yes.
And a lot of them are things to go, I didn't think of that. Maybe I'll check it out.
Well, there we go. Well, it starts with saying that infidelity now affects 80% of all relationships today, regardless of sexual orientation.
I think that's a little blowing out of proportion.
I know. Anyway. I'd like to know where they got that statistic. It's not. Listed as anywhere, so they've probably made
this
up.
I have more faith in monogamy than that. just saying.
But they're giving here that you can give the early signs to avoid humiliation, heartbreak, and pain. So let's start with point one. Physical appearance. A cheating partner will express a sudden desire to look more attractive. Yeah, I think that's actually quite true.
That is true.
Yeah.
Yeah. They'll sort of, you know, jump out of their regular routine, even if maybe... You've got to be careful because some people, when they get into a relationship, they sort of let it slip a bit. They're like, I'll just sort of relax it down a little.
Yeah, and it is winter, you know, they might just be putting on the winter fat.
You know, I'm not going to shave my legs every 3 days if it's winter. Sorry, it's just not happening.
No.
So, overshave?
Yeah, a little bit. Thank you for that.
It's okay.
All right, I sympathise with Nat.
Everybody likes a bit of fur.
Yeah, keeps you warm at night. Just get an electric blanket.
Gosh.
Anyway, continue back to topic.
I think I'll go red in the face.
You are.
That comes across well on radio.
It does. Anyway.
Anyway, everyone does sort of let themselves go in a relationship at some point. They may just be kicking it back up a notch because they're feeling a bit more, you know.
Yeah, summer might be coming or they just want to.
Well, they just, you know, get their groove back on. Up and get their groove back. Yeah, you know. They might have lost their mojo. They're finding their feet again.
Yeah.
So you can't straight away think...
They're cheating.
My lover is out there getting other puntang. Because that may not necessarily be the case.
Yes, that's very true.
Mm-hmm. What's the next one we've got here, Basha?
How your partner relates to you.
Ooh.
Your partner's involvement with other lovers can cause him or her to treat you differently.
I think that's really true. You know how some people don't even realise the way that they act towards the people they're with?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I know I had in a situation where a supposed partner, was seeing another person. I didn't know about it. And their moods, you know, the way that they treated me, it did adjust. It did change because at the end of the day, they were trying to distance themselves so they didn't feel so bad about bonking Miss A.
There you go.
The next one? Conversational clues. What a cheating partner chooses or refuses to talk about can alert you that he or she is having an extramarital affair.
Well, there you go.
New people, places or things suddenly become part of their conversation while the usual ones are no longer talked about. And that's actually quite relevant. I appreciate that one, I do believe.
There is, but there's a subpart of that one where they talk about work habits. Cheating partners often use work-related excuses to account for large blocks of times away from home. Working late is the most common thing for an affair. Well, okay, but what happens if you're dedicated or you're a workaholic?
Thank you very much. I'm a workaholic. I'm not around bonking other people.
Yes. Because one of my girlfriends used to know that when I was not home for dinner, she'd ring my office and I would answer the phone. She was like, you know, I made dinner. I'm like, yes. It's 7 o'clock. Is it really? And she's, it's on the table. I'm like, I'm so sorry. I was distracted. And then I'd come home. But she knew exactly where I was. She rang up my office and there I was. I answered the phone.
That's very true. That's a good way of dealing with that. Give your partner the work phone number. Okay, if they're working late, there's probably nobody else even there. So chances are that you're going to be pretty safe if you, you know, ring up the number.
Yeah, exactly.
And they'll be there. It's fine. Anyway, next one on the list.
Day-to-day behaviour. Everyone has a regular routine they usually follow each day. A cheating partner will often display different or deviated behaviours.
Ooh.
That's really spy worthy.
Yeah, I mean, what are you going to do?
You know, it's winter, it's cold. You might just change your routine, you know, because you run to the heater in the morning to switch it on or something.
I'm so lazy that I cannot get out of bed in the morning lately because it's cold. I don't want to move. That's understandable, right? So just because I don't want to get out of bed in the morning doesn't mean that there's someone else in bed with me.
Well, there is, but yeah, not another person.
She's already gone to work by that time.
Oh, okay.
I'm in there on my own.
Oh,
a little bit of me time.
Can you turn the heater on?
Anyway, so day-to-day behaviour. That's, you know, that could be quite valid. Financial affairs. Now, if you don't already have your sticky fingers into your partner's wallet, then you may realise or not realise that there's, you know, there's money going to other things because cheating partners often need to wine and dine the people that they're, you know.
That's true, but do you really want to be, you know, snuffing around in your partner's wallets and their bank accounts? I don't know.
This list does go into a lot of snuffing around. And yes. I'll just
sorry, it was just a word I just invented there.
Snuffing, I like that though. One of the things that they're saying about snuffing around, I mean, they go into the cell phones and pagers thing, which is huge. Even, you know,
who has a pager?
Some people do. Doctors do, okay? They're very important people.
Yeah, on Grey's Anatomy, maybe.
Stop. I love Grey's.
I love Grey's Anatomy too, but, you know, I haven't seen anyone wear a pager in like 10 years. But anyway, we digress.
Car clues, all right? A cheating partner's car can contain a wealth of telltale signs. Now, this is the one, Basha, where I think we're getting a little bit nutty.
Yeah, this one's quite psycho, actually.
Okay, it's telling you to check your partner's car. And, okay, glove compartment, car seats, yeah. Visor, yeah.
Why car seats?
Well, you know, because
underneath,
see
if there's another bum imprint or something in there. Like, what?
Somebody's been wearing a hole in that. Oh, that sounded really bad. Okay, ashtray, floor mats, other nooks and crannies. It highlights to check, and this is the nutty point, the tyre well in the car. Check the tyre well in the car.
Is it bad that I don't know what a tyre well is?
It's, you know, around where the wheel is. Like you've got that hubcap and everything.
And what am
like
I supposed to look for? What is this?
I don't know.
CSI or
credit
something?
Credit card with like hotel stays booked into it or something? I don't know.
You know, like seriously? Okay, well, yes.
There are a lot of things on this list, and I wish we could go through them all, but I just don't even think it's possible in one night.
One of them here is absences.
Absences?
Yeah.
Not abscesses.
No, I think that comes later in the list.
Oh, yes, the STDs.
Yes.
Safe sex, people, if you're wondering.
They're basically saying that an affair requires an investment in time. A cheating partner's absence may be noticeable. Well, yeah, I think so. If you're lying in bed alone every night in the week, I'm thinking they're somewhere else, just quietly.
It's highly likely.
Telephone tip-offs. Check their phone. Oh.
I don't think you should check your partner's phone. I'm sorry, I don't agree with that.
If people read some of my messages that I send to my friends, they could misinterpret those, but that's just the way we talk. It's like, you know, get over it. Anyway.
Oh, dear. One of the other things it does highlight that is quite important, eating habits, your partner may change them. Smells and tastes, your partner...
Smells and tastes.
Your partner might smell different. I doubt they'll taste different unless... Never mind.
They're eating differently, yes.
Unless they're eating differently, yes. They might be eating a different kind of shellfish, for example.
Well, see, the smells and tastes, a guy I used to know, he would give all his girlfriends the same perfume and all the women he was cheating on the same perfume.
That is awful.
It is awful, but it's actually quite intelligent.
It's also ingenious.
Because every woman would smell the same, so he could never be accused of smelling differently.
No,
because
paranoia.
He'd be like, but you have this perfume. And yes, so, you know, quite a clever man.
Actually, very smart. All right, look, you are listening to Basha and Tian. This is our show, Lay Link, on Joy 94.9. We're talking about cheating, and we want to know if you are the cheater or the cheated. And what's something you would look for if you had a dilly-dallying partner? Send us a text on 0427-JOY-949. You can even email us at onair@joy.org.au. Oh, welcome back to Lay Link. You're with Basha and Tian on Joy 94.9. We have been talking all about cheating tonight. We've been getting some amazing texts. Basha, you've got some more.
I do.
Just a couple to share right now because we're running a bit
Kevin
short on time.
Kevin wrote, monogamy is not a cure for cheating. Neither is it the opposite of cheating. And he's in a polyamorous relationship. And he said that, yes, that sometimes in this relationship, like putting other partners at risk. Unsafe sex. Well, there you go.
There we go again. Use protection, people.
Mm. And Vicky,
if you're worried.
Vicky wrote that she found out her girlfriend was cheating by checking her phone.
Mm.
Well, there you go. So maybe checking the phone is probably an okay thing.
It depends on the situation.
Yeah, I guess it is.
All of this stuff, it depends on the situation.
Because see, I even feel awkward when you give me your phone and say, oh, you know, do this. I just feel awkward.
It's like, your phone.
I know.
I wouldn't be touching it. I look at porn on that.
But you get, like, messages and, you know, it's like, yes, they could be misinterpreted.
Misinterpreted. Of course, we do chuck links and locations up on our Laylink Facebook page, which you can find by going to joy.org.au, finding our show and following the links. Links. You good with them?
Yeah, and no, I'm just agreeing.
I'm glad that you agree.
I like that you put the links up there. It's helpful.
It is helpful.
That's how I remember where I'm supposed to go on the weekend. So we've been talking about cheating.
We have been talking about cheating. So now, of course, we've discussed, you know, how to figure out if someone's cheating. We've discussed what is cheating.
Yeah, now I think we should discuss, can your relationship survive an affair?
Can it? Can a relationship survive an affair? I think it depends on the person. What you're willing to forgive, what kind of cheating it was, how much hurt and distrust and hating on each other there is involved. It's very interesting.
See, for me, cheating is cheating. As soon as trust is lost, that's it.
No second chances, no wondering about it.
No.
Look, let us know what you think. You know, can a relationship survive cheating? Has your relationship survived cheating? Or have you given them the flick? Let us know on 0427JOY949. We'll be back shortly. Hi, welcome back to Laylink. You're with Basha and Tian on Joy 94.9. We are rounding out the end of the show. It is important to note when it comes to cheating, Basha, people cheat for so many different reasons.
They do.
And a lot of the time, we can forgive. We can not forget. We can forgive. We can move forward with our relationship. But sometimes you've just got to cut your losses and you've got to go. You know, you've got to have a bit more respect for yourself.
Yes. And see the signs.
See the signs.
They're there.
And walk away. Because you're only going to do more damage to yourself if you don't walk away.
It is very true.
Mm. So, I mean, we have been talking a lot tonight about, you know, the ways to know if you're being cheated on. And I suppose maybe next week we could even cover the ways to cheat, but I wouldn't want to...
encourage that kind of behaviour.
Now, we've also been talking about the Effing Dykes blog of what is cheating.
Yes.
We got that from Krista Burton. Lovely blogger. And we've also been going through, there was 21 ways, wasn't it? 21 ways to tell if your partner's cheating on you.
Yes, we didn't read all 21. Some of them are a bit...
A bit nutty. Gonna admit it.
It's psycho-esque, you know.
We are going to be posting links to all the articles we discuss on our show tonight up onto Facebook for you, as well as the events listing for Melbourne for this weekend. So please do head over to Facebook and check out our Lay-Link page. And I think that's it from us, Basha.
It is. That was a very quick hour.
It was a quick hour.
Yeah, maybe cheating just got us fired up.
Angry at the world. People cheat for all different reasons. That's my
final. Let it happen to you.
Don't let it happen to you.
And if it does, walk away.
And
be
if you
strong.
Think it's happening, use protection, because you never know when you could pick up a nasty bug.
It's very true.
It's very true.
Better be safe than sorry. Or itchy.
Our final thought for the night.
Yes.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.